I'll snow you up. Nene, what was the name of that ice cream spot on Fleet?
Daisy's?
Oh, mom. Yeah.
No, I don't want ice cream. Daisy's, I gotta buy my own separate container.
Oh, my mama, that was the best ice cream spot. They shut it down, I think, though. But every summer, nigga, I used to go get the birthday cake ice cream, bro. Every day.
The all right, listen. It's a bunch of ice creams from Honey Hut, like,
yeah, paintball.
It was fire, like, you know. So back when I could eat ice cream and shit,
you eat regular shit. That's regular people shit. You gotta go get, you gotta get the Blue Moon and shit like that. Go
get the Honey Hut is a place. It's not a type of ice cream.
Oh,
see, you don't need that shit exclusive. That shit ain't even here. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know what he's talking about. He said Honey Hut.
Yeah, Honey Head. It's only open in the summertime. Or like the joint that was up on Mayfield and South Euclid.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I mean, let me get this podcast started, man. Let's get this shit going.
Hey, my ice cream is all the yo shit. Okay.
Real always want to compete on some shit. Like,
some of the best ice cream I had was at the cottage inn.
I got the drinks.
Oh, see, listen.
You might eat more ice cream, but I'll get you into some ice cream.
It's not even a podcast. It's a real conversation about relationship relations. It's the boy Jay Oates.
Music only.
I'm in this motherfucker chilling with the homie DJ the Chef as usual.
Yo,
if you need something to eat, holla at DJ on these streets. I got Trilly Millie in the building with me.
Here.
It ain't a party unless Millie in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what y'all doing. Y'all just got a kickback or something. We got Rail over in this motherfucker. Still doing big things, boss things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Still the man. You got to talk to Rail. You got to talk to me first. You know what I'm saying?
That's the word.
How y'all feeling, first and foremost?
Feeling good. I'm feeling great. I woke up this morning.
Facts.
That's fair. I'm rolling with that. I'm gonna get this thing going, man.
I cut my alarm back on.
How you feeling this morning? Week. How you, like, yeah.
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. I'm actually taking this off. I'm chilling. I'm excited to pod today. I got a few topics. I'm in a decent headspace.
I'm in a good mood, man.
I'm in a decent headspace.
I swear to God, I'm in a good mood. Bro.
Happy New Year to all the listeners. Wait a second. I'm tripping. Big shouts out to everybody that's listening, wherever they listening. We appreciate the listen. Big shouts out to everybody that voted. You already know what it is. Number one black podcast in the city. Number three overall. Chance Who? Listen, and I got two Glenvilles in here with me, so I'm shooting shots always, man. Y'all D4 state champions, man. Okay. Y'all supposed to be D1.
See
how
you just
said. Two times. Back to back.
Nah, back to man. Back. Yeah. They ain't tell nobody they slid down to D4. I don't like that. But I respect the champions.
Why you hate it, though?
Because they're Division 1 school.
You ain't got nothing.
They're Division 1 school. Nigga, I got my championship, right. 2023, man. I ain't tripping. You know what I'm saying?
No, you did.
Yeah, I did.
You ain't go to the Ville?
No.
We got our championship.
No, I got a D1 championship, man. In podcast, nigga, what's up?
Don't
worry about it.
I ain't talking about the
life. No, I ain't playing football.
I thought about high school.
I ain't put the pads on. I put the pods on. What's poppin',
nigga? Too.
I put the pods on.
Man, and Bill will whoop Heist ass. And they already just did. They just did. Ring that thing on there real quick.
Day one.
Ring that. Go ahead. Come on. Shout out Coach Bio. Coach Bio, you feel
that's
me?
That's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Coach Hope, nigga.
I'm gonna get my heist paraphernalia and put some shit on right now, nigga. Don't turn me into rapper.
I'm gonna get it right out the back.
We ain't gotta say nothing.
DeVille whooped y'all ass.
The next time.
And we was at y'all house.
The next time that we play, niggas gotta go. I gotta go to the game, man. I gotta see it. They needed my energy.
No, they didn't.
They did.
I was there.
Cheer on the loss.
No, huh?
Cheer on the loss.
When they see me,
cheer on the loss. Huh?
Yeah.
What is, I need some sounds. I don't know what I want to play today. I want to play something. Like, I don't like it.
Yeah,
I don't like it.
You started it.
Are they deforming basketball too?
Mm. Why is you hating though?
I just wonder.
Oh,
listen, I mean that's Chris, it's Chris. Worse if we just lost to a D4 team. I just want to know where the D4
it don't matter what the team. It don't matter. Y'all lost to the Ville. It don't matter what D
is. You
feel me? It don't matter what D what
team. It don't matter what inch by mile.
Nigga, it don't matter. Nigga, it's the Ville. The Ville is what y'all last. Nigga, you feel me?
Moving on, man. Whatever. I'm happy to have y'all.
I'm gonna buy you some Ville gear. We gotta wear that. We might make a bet.
I just wouldn't be walking around.
We can make a bet. Next time the Bill and the Heist play, whoever win, you gotta wear opposite team.
And you gotta go out and kick it.
With that hoodie on.
Yeah, no, that's fair. You gotta go to a Bill game or something. Like, take a picture with it on or something. You gotta go to the Heist game.
You gotta wear that
outside.
Yeah.
I mean, if Heist let me down, like, I would go outside and wear some shit. I'll take that bet. I got some ice cream for nothing in the back you can wear.
I got some veal gear you can wear.
It's gonna make you look good because it's like, it's for me, it's kind of slim. So you know what I'm saying? You're gonna look real
and
big. Listen,
and I just graduated in 2019, bro.
Yeah.
Right. I got some gear.
Listen.
That you can wear, bro.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna have to. Don't worry about it. Heist gonna hold me down, man. I'm gonna have to talk to the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Will we talk basketball?
Anything. Track, nigga, baseball. We had a baseball team, nigga.
I would take track. My eyes for baseball.
The Ville, we don't got baseball.
That's why I take my eyes for baseball.
Yeah, no, we might. And we are still with the
if y'all defense,
we got a golf team, though. Y'all ain't got no golf team. We got a golf team. Yeah.
Heist got a golf team.
I know y'all don't. And listen, wait. So we can make that bet. We can make it on the track. We can make
it. I ain't repping for this track. Track ain't even a sport.
What?
You sound crazy.
Track's not a sport.
Listen.
Y'all got me to some of my
balls. Wait, listen.
I love this argument. Track is not a sport.
Listen, I ain't gonna fake
track
that.
Track is a hobby that real athletes do in the offseason.
No. Yeah,
it's athletic, for sure.
No, I used to...
So jumping hurdles is not a sport?
No,
come on now. I used to think what you're thinking right now. Until, you know...
It's an activity.
You can train for it.
So pole vaulting is an activity?
DJ, if I take this broomstick outside and I just go chuck it to...
But
you want to see how many...
You want to see how... Because I can't even explain.
You want to see how many yards I can get it down?
So what's a sport?
You came in foot, right.
So
you don't know the technique.
Okay, so it's cup stacking or fucking what did we just say?
He's not named a sport yet.
Cup stacking is a sport technically.
So cup stacking or track. You gotta pick one.
What you watching? What you
cup
watching?
Stacking or track?
No, okay, so listen.
What you watching?
What is more of a sport? What is closer to a sport?
Track.
Track is closer to a sport than cup stacking, for sure.
Okay.
It takes hand and eye coordination to do that cup stacking shit. It's not sweet.
Have you not seen people fall over hurdles?
Have you not seen people can't run in a straight line?
Y'all aren't listening. I keep saying, yes, for activities, sometimes you have to have technique, skill, you have to use strategy and thought, but you're not at... Listen, bro.
I'm about to call somebody.
What's the sport?
Thing? You're gonna make me piss the track runner off.
So you think track
runners off? I always piss track runners off. They get mad.
Okay, so I'm just.
Hold on, chill, because I can't hear all the way. Like, you know what I'm saying? Are we gonna have to. Because you don't.
So what's
a sport? Football is a sport. Basketball is a sport.
What's the difference between the two?
Are we asking the difference between basketball and track?
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you.
Oh my god!
Because y'all gonna act like it's not a difference in track.
Who said it wasn't a difference? You just said that.
We know she asked me what the difference. I think it's obvious.
One sport and one isn't.
I think the difference. Correct. And you're saying what is the difference? I think the difference between track and basketball are obvious. I think that all of the things that you're doing in track take athleticism. I think that basketball takes athleticism. The difference between basketball and track is, sure, you've got a bunch of people and a multitude of people doing these activities, and that's your team.
Right.
Or that's just your group doing an activity, man. Like, every team. Olympic, it's a game to me.
I still don't know.
That is your team. Nigga, that's who you repping. Y'all got a jersey on.
It's a game.
That's a jersey. That's just a team.
I still don't see what the difference is.
It's a competition?
You got a jersey on.
Spades is a competition.
What is a jersey?
So, yeah, I didn't.
You consider poker a.
What is a jersey?
It's something that you wear when somebody else wears the same one.
Yeah, I didn't.
They don't make it a sport.
Nigga.
Poker?
Nigga, we
got a jersey, yo.
Nigga, I can make us podcast jerseys. That doesn't make podcasting a sport.
No, we talking about sports, though.
No, you're talking about what you consider a sport. I'm telling you the reasons I don't consider it a sport. I think that it is athletic. I think that there are things that take place in it that are athletic. You need skill and technique, sure. Oh, but I don't think that it's like, you're not competing for real as a team. It's just individuals running around or doing, like, Nick, that's and not
on a basketball team. It's individuals running around as a team.
That's
trying to score points.
Right,
they're only taking turns.
They're being scored points.
I've got both shots and fits on this. That's what I'm asking.
They're being defended. They're being defended. There's an actual competition. It's not just who's faster.
Right.
That, like, when kids are in the street as kids, who's faster?
Basketball, that's not a sport. Who's faster? Because if I want to punch and dunk, if I can't get to the hole before that person, then yeah.
No, see, and
faster niggas make
money. Hey, man.
First off, no. In basketball, it's not just about being fast.
No, I know.
So, no, the faster niggas don't just make more money. In track, sure, that's what it takes to be good in track.
Right.
Fast.
Right.
What I'm saying is a sport is something that has all of the different multiple different aspects
of being
all
athletic.
Let me finish. All together that a team has to do together at the same time and actually be defended against by another team. Things that are sports are like soccer, rugby.
So diving isn't a sport to you.
Boxing isn't a sport to you.
Boxing is a sport.
But it's no team.
Right?
If y'all would let me tell... If y'all would let me finish what the sports are, then y'all could stop arguing with every single thing that y'all think is a sport that I think is a sport.
Bro.
And you can understand the difference, but you can't understand if you argue every single point. So listen for a second. Golf is a sport for sure. You're competing. Well, it's actually...
So track, not
nah, it's more of a hobby, honestly, really. Let's be real. Bowling isn't a sport. Come golf on, isn't a sport. Baseball is on the borderline, to be real. It's the most unathletic sport. It is a sport, but it's the most unathletic sport. For real, for real. You don't really have to. Niggas can be fat and good at baseball.
My chest is hurting.
You don't, like, in football, the linemen have to be fast. They have to be strong as shit, athletic. You can just be strong and fat in baseball.
You can be strong and fat in the line, too.
How far are you going to make it if you ain't fast?
What you mean? You can be a center. You can be a guard. You ain't got to be fast. You just big and strong. Hold that nigga up for 3 seconds for my nigga to throw the ball.
Okay. I don't think he's going to make it to the league. I think all of the niggas run way faster than most average people.
Like, you feel me?
I think all of the niggas on the line. I think all of the niggas on the line in the NFL run faster than an average nigga.
Yeah, you're right.
So they're fat and fast, not just fat like in baseball. That's the difference that I just told you. I just said that.
Name a fat baseball player.
Mark McGuire. Babe Ruth. The one of the greatest of all time.
Babe Ruth was not that bad.
Look up a picture. Look up a That's picture
right now.
Look up a picture of the Great Bambino. That nigga was chunky and his face was round, nigga. That's a fat boy.
We're talking about fat. 300, nigga. A lion.
Now, I'm talking about fat like that nigga can't run up the street. Babe Ruth hit home runs. Look at his plays when he wasn't really smacking that bitch. He's fat, man. Stop, man. Y'all niggas is making me sick. Y'all act like niggas wasn't fat and unathletic. Don't talk to me about Babe Ruth being like, you know that Babe Ruth ain't athletic.
I feel like there are different skills.
We know that Babe
Ruth different sports.
There are different skill sets for different sports.
So, and base, that one, you don't need to be that fucking mad.
Correct. Which is why I said it is the least athletic of the sports. It is a sport. I didn't say baseball wasn't a sport. I said it's the least athletic, so it's at the bottom of the sports. Shit,
I mean, all them shits is sports.
And that's cool. Yeah, but my opinion is different. That's why I'm saying my opinion. Y'all are asking me to understand mine, or y'all just want to tell me mine is wrong.
No, we never said that. We just asked the question.
Okay, then I would like to explain to you the differences. But y'all just keep arguing every difference that y'all don't think is different. And that's cool, because y'all think everything that is they say is a sport is a sport.
No, I don't think everything is a sport is a sport.
Oh, right. I
don't think that.
I don't think cup stacking is a fucking
sport. Not at all. My fucking kids can do that. I don't think cup stacking is a sport at all. I don't think it should even be.
What's harder, cup stacking or running track?
Running track. I don't have to do anything for cup stacking. I just got to sit at a table.
You believe cup stacking is running?
I got to sit at a table and make sure I don't knock these
guys. The next podcast, I am going to have 5,000 cups here, and I want to see how quick y'all niggas can stack 10 of them bitches and unstack them, and then stack them bitches up.
I'm going to have some hurdles and see how fast.
And let's go to a field to Brooke Taylor. What are you talking about? Okay. That's fine.
My event wouldn't be hurdles. It'll just be running. And
that's fine.
Right. Time out. Listen. Knee brace on. Last time I ran against a track runner was at the job. Beat her in a race. 10 years her senior, she's active.
But that's
but stop. Stop.
Is she still competing?
Yes, bro, nigga. I'm talking about a collegiate track runner. Beat her in a race.
10 years ago?
Nigga, no! This in the past 365. Track to me. Yeah, I'm athletic. I can still dunk on 10. I put the knee brace on. If I stretch. No. I'm athletic. I don't play any sports right now.
But you used to.
Yeah, I played basketball. You're athletic. I played basketball. No, I'm God-given talent athletic. I played basketball with my athletics. I played every sport. So I played soccer. I wrestled. I played flag football. I played baseball. I played street hockey. I played different sports.
Can any person have beat this
girl in a race? No. She beat somebody in a race right after me.
Cause what'd you say? We was talking about difference between an average and then
but a fast motherfucker. It was a really it was Don.
Yeah, athletic.
It was Don, and Don might have beat her or was real close. And Don's not the most athletic nigga. What I'm saying is track, nigga, is just running up the hallway is something that you can do to assess skill. If you want to see the skill of someone running around, sure, you can do that, and you'll see if they're skilled. Now, when you take those skills, you can apply them in a sport. But just running and being able to jump sequentially over hurdles, it's a sand pit. Let me see how far I can jump. Nigga, that's what they do for what? At the football combine, to test out the athletes for the sport. It's not a sport. It's a goddamn test. It decides who is the most athletic. You can see who can throw the farthest. It's like kick pump pass for the kids. That's just not a sport, bro. This wasn't even a topic. Y'all niggas is nuts. That's not a sport.
Y'all niggas is nuts.
We're not talking about
pump pass. It's training. Okay. It's training. Okay. Hey, question. You play football and basketball. Your football and basketball coaches sometimes will get upset over the clash of the sports. Did they ever get upset when you was playing track?
Well, I never ran track.
Oh, but was the niggas on the team that ran track?
Yeah.
You ever seen the football coach mad at a nigga for running track?
I haven't seen a football coach mad at a nigga for running track?
Yeah.
No.
You know why? Because that's training him in the off season for the sport.
Right, for next year's season.
It's because the clash of the sports be an issue. You normally have to pick a sport. But you cool if you want to go practice in the off season, my nigga. Because that's not a sport. That's why it's the only one that you professionally don't really do. But for maybe 3 to 4 years outside of school, outside the fucking Olympics. What else is it? Fuck, it's no track championships of adults in the professional act that you really see. Nigga, them niggas get college and then they racing against college niggas and it's the Olympics. You don't just cut on. Oh shit, man. About to watch this little track shit. Cause it's not a sport, nigga. It's a game.
But you don't see. I thought that. I thought it was track meets that led up to.
It is. But
I definitely thought you.
I thought
track meets that lead up to what?
To the Olympics.
There are trials to get into the. There are trials to get into the Olympics. You try out. There are trials for college athletes, and then maybe they run in those trials and those exhibitions for about 3 to 4 years after school. What I just said. So, like, I'm speaking about people whose career in a sport will have no further ceiling unless you are the absolute best in the world at an age when they bring you back. Like,
so, is tennis a sport?
Yes, tennis is a sport. You're competing against somebody.
But
there's someone across the net from you. You hit it, they hit
track
it.
You're racing against people. They start from the same line.
Do they get to stop? Do they get to bump you? Do they get to throw an elbow? That's not defense.
That's you can't do that at tennis.
No. If I want to score a point in tennis, I have to get it past someone.
Past the net.
If I'm faster than someone, I'm faster than them. You can be faster than somebody in tennis, but not better at the sport. That's not. It's an athletic ability.
Oh my god! If you used to, all right, listen, cause you.
My mom ran track. I used to give her hell with this shit.
Oh my god, bro! Listen,
a lot of nigga. I've been having this debate for over 20 years. With track runners, y'all niggas don't even run track. Like,
I don't run track, but track is a sport, yo.
I was literally on both sides of the fence. I was just asking questions. It's just so
track is a sport, bro. Just,
they give it a season.
Oh, just like God. They do all the sports.
You got cross country, you got indoor track and outdoor track, and then off season. It's not even off season. You go back door. It's back to motherfucking long. Whatever that shit was.
And what niggas do to get ready for like basketball and shit? You run hills, right?
Get ready for basketball?
Yeah, like cross, you run.
Run track.
Right, because you're getting ready for your sport.
If you just a hoop,
he's calling,
nigga,
he's
you don't go hoop, you don't go hoop to get ready.
Conditioning. He's saying it's conditioning. Like,
that's exactly what it is. You don't go hoop to get ready for track. What are you talking about?
Oh my God.
You don't go play the game to get ready for practice. No, you practice to get ready for the game. Yeah, you run track to get better in your sport. That's what I've been saying this whole time. Look, man, I got more topics. I wasn't even a topic, though.
Yes, man.
I swear to God, I wasn't a topic. It really wasn't. Like,
bro,
I
can do this, man. No, because you just confused me, bro. Track is a sport at the end of the day. Next topic.
Put it as a poll. See what people say.
Well, people might say it's a sport.
Not too many people might.
They
don't think it's a sport. So let the people.
I'm gonna totally put the poll up.
Well, I was impressed how many people wanted to go to Comic Con compared to a basketball game. So put the poll. Yeah,
I'm going to
Comic Con.
Basketball game.
Yeah, more people want. More
want to go on a date. I date.
Niggas don't understand. Like my rate on the polls be this don't be bad.
No.
This one I think I would lose. I think more people would say the track is a sport. I would.
And you lost the one we was at work about our sauces. Yeah.
That was random.
Nah, because he wanted everything else. I was mad at everybody at work. Like, how do y'all eat what this nigga eat? Y'all don't even make
honey sense. Mustard is the shit, nigga. No, not, bro. Y'all, what do y'all like for y'all chicken nuggets? Honey mustard?
Ranch.
Thank
you. You can do barbecue and ranch or hot sauce and ranch.
Or chicken nuggets.
Yeah, I don't know nowadays. I don't got into like some jerk sauce and shit, man, and like sweet chili reds.
And that's why we gave niggas options. You remember when they wanted to throw Polynesian in the shit? What about the Chick-fil-A?
I put Polynesian on my salad the other day, bro. It was so good.
Chick-fil-A sauce is good too, but I'm just saying, it was like
salad with some honey mustard. No, with some Italian dressing.
I look. Okay.
Real good.
I'm rolling.
Fucked it. That's like the only never thing answer I ate questions. That like, fucked it anywhere. Up.
He said chili sauce.
Yeah, I know. That
was sweet chili sauce. Hit it with an egg, bro. You eat chicken nuggets with the bitch. French fries.
I asked this nigga what he dip his chicken nuggets in. So this nigga got an egg
I'm
roll
hungry.
Now.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this nigga just egg roll out. I'm like, what?
I'm hungry.
Like, we was talking about nuggets. I wouldn't dip my nuggets in a barbecue sauce. I would want a sweet chili sauce too, nigga.
With the egg roll.
These would be. Listen, man. Like, look.
Yeah, you're funny, man.
All right. Hey, you ever call somebody the wrong name? Like, not, like, during the act of, like, see, look, man, look at your face. Get your mind out the guy.
Wait, that's the least I would think about the least.
Nah, but.
You remember when we was in college my sophomore year, I dated the,
yeah, you
the
said,
Caucasian girl? I ain't gonna call no names, because they probably watch the podcast.
Nah, I don't know who you talking about.
So, look, I was drunk one time, had company over. It was me, Swoop, Andy, all my boys, shout out to y'all. I wake up in the middle of the night, somebody in my bed. I'm like this.
Not somebody.
I'm like this, though. I'm like, oh. And they go back to sleep. The next morning, they like, I'm mad you had to shine the phone in my face. You know the fuck was in your bed. I'm like, damn, I thought you was asleep. You gotta call somebody's name. I wish I'd have called them the wrong name. I didn't know they was in my fucking bed. Yes, they're the whole night, too. Pictures and videos yes. And everything.
Yeah, it's still in the gutter. I just meant, like, thought that somebody's name was something different than the name that you thought that was their name. Like,
oh, the
like,
pronunciation?
No, have you ever, like, called somebody the wrong name in real life and, like, not in an intimate setting?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was...
He'd be killing. He needs to be trying to pull his stories out and make me look crazy. He want to give you the complete details after I done sold the story of my college.
I started stopping. I said, you got your mind together. I said, no, just call
me. Did you? Did he say that?
I totally said that.
I didn't hear that.
Man, I'm high.
Every single time.
I didn't hear that at all. Did you hear that?
No.
Thank you. I did not hear that shit at all.
In their defense, I'm sitting on this side. Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why.
I didn't hear that shit at all.
It's a little harder to hear over there.
I tried to stop you because you got off to the wrong foot. I was like, no, that's not, I didn't mean it. It wasn't even that serious of a topic.
Yeah, no, I ain't. Help.
Missed that one.
Because I was going to ask you how long you called them the wrong name. Because I was just trying to gauge.
I
called somebody the wrong name for 4 months until I realized that.
So this nigga had a story the whole time. You understand how DJs be throwing.
But she answered. I was like, I called that. You. I was like, why did they call you that? That's like, she was like, that's my name.
I'm not new.
Like,
somebody
called you. This is we started working here. You always answer to me.
Yeah, I never did
so,
that.
So wait, I mean, you don't want to say her name though, but
you know.
Tasha you said, kept calling her Jasmine for 4 months. Like that's
right,
crazy.
But Jasmine is her name.
I didn't understand because I why, asked her, I said, why didn't you
it was
correct
your middle
me?
Name.
No. It was a completely different name. It's just that when, it's so many. It's only three guys at my job. So it's all women. So I be, can't, like, if people come in, but like, something such, I'd be like, the office is right there. Because I don't know all, like, it's so many, I'm not about to try to remember.
Okay, so how did you come to calling her the wrong
because
name?
Somebody came and
had this, that name?
They asked for it, they DoorDash or something, and she came up front. And I'm like, why are they calling you this? She's like, that's my name. I was like, I've been calling you this for months.
I got that the first time. How did you think that her name was the other name?
Oh, because when we first started working at orientation, that's what it was. They went around, and I guess I came in, and they wasn't particular. Because when I came in, they had already started.
Okay.
So when I came in, I guess she had just been talking, but they wasn't talking to her. They weren't, you know what I'm saying? She had talked, but they hadn't addressed her. She was just talking. Like, whoever they addressed first, they called him by her name. So when she was done talking, they was like, well, thanks from such and such. But it was really, she was really the second person talking. She was the second person talking when I came in at the first.
Okay.
Because I asked her straight to her face, like, I've been calling you this for 4 months. Like, literally 4 months. Like, so when I say 4 months, like, you know, school started in August. This was just last month when I realized I've been talking to her.
She answers, though.
Yeah.
That's the weird part. Why you ain't
it's
correct?
Not. I have the exact same situation. Well, not the exact same
Or she's not listening and she just sees me walking towards her. And she's not paying me any attention until I get close enough to her to pay me any attention. That's my only other scenario.
If I hear you calling the wrong name, I'm like, no, that ain't
me. I'm not going to know you talking to me. You ain't say my name.
Right, you know.
Completely understandable. Look at that, me too. Like,
completely understandable.
And she walked right past you, like, oh, you weren't talking to me. My name is Ashley. Like, oh, yeah.
Type shit.
No, yeah, it happened.
Or she was just stopping at your ass like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it happened. Then wow, I made one wild. Then I made one stereotypical assumption because one person's last name was this and then that last name matched with how that person looked, but it was actually in all actuality the complete opposite, and it just blew my mind. I was like, damn. Cause I just straight.
See, you just don't know nobody that you work with?
I do.
Now.
Just until they come and speak to me to my face. If somebody asks me, I can't send them anywhere but to the main office.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah, no, I had one, but DJ's story was way, it was, I don't know if it's crazier.
That's wild.
For 4 months, though.
It's been over a year.
That you call somebody a wrong name? Have you been answering to it?
Wrong first name, but
we're the first
name to the job.
Oh, so, wait, so you
we don't always last name. We don't always use first name. I know her last name, so I've used her last name probably the majority of the times I've spoken to her. But I have referenced her, I had referenced her as something completely different from her name for over a year, probably well over a year.
So you didn't necessarily call her the wrong name.
Totally called her to her face many and multiple times. And like, she's worked there for over a year. I see her 5 days out the week, like, you know, given, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
So interchangeably, this.
Yeah, last name, last name. Hey, first name. Oh, first name, quit playing. Like, you know, yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Somebody yelled at me one time.
Have you let people call you the wrong name continuously? Have you ever let anybody call you the wrong name?
No, I haven't.
The wrong name? I don't.
Like, I'm saying, like, if that situation happened to you, like, somebody you work with just kept calling you
a lot. I let somebody call me the wrong name for 2 months. No, for like 2 months until my cousin accidentally called my real name in front of them.
So you was purposely letting this person call you the wrong name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't see the reason behind that at all.
What, letting somebody think that you're somebody else?
I mean, like, not if I'm seeing the person.
Yeah.
It was weird.
I can see. She was weird.
I already knew where you were seeing nobody, though. It was just like, you weird.
I already knew where you were going.
You feel me?
I already knew where you were going.
The only reason I was, you said what?
I already knew where he was going. Yeah, like, she's, her energy was off. Oh, you thought I'm somebody else? Cool.
Ask me. My cousin come over like, real. She like,
why? What's your name, Johnny? Johnny.
Oh yeah. In college.
What the fuck? Like,
in college. Well, I don't know if a girl thought I had a different name, but. A few girls thought I was on the basketball team.
When girls
my sophomore year, like, girls that either just come in as sophomores or whenever they came in, or freshmen, people thought I was on the basketball team that year for some reason. Like, in the beginning of the school year, it was really weird. Tall. Yeah, and I just wore a lot of hoops, right? I'd be at the rec a lot. I was cool with the niggas at hoop, but, like, so you might have seen me do that with some of them. No, in college.
So I was just mistaken identity.
Yeah, in high school, I was on the basketball team. But, in college, it was a few girls. It was never like, oh, I think you number so-and-so from the basketball team.
Oh, you ain't have a look-alike?
But, no, there was a look-alike. Oh,
that man. Was on the basketball team?
No, he wasn't on the basketball team. This nigga was like the homecoming king 1 year, and he was like... It's like really gay, like, and so niggas love to make the jokes. Yeah, that's gay assholes, like, you know what I'm saying?
Huh, that's funny.
Yeah, because he, like, I don't think he looked like back when I had short hair. Mm-hmm. He was tall. Like, I was tall. We both brown skin. He looked more like me than DJ, but I don't think he, like, looked like me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what? Well, because me and DJ look less alike than me and the dude. Like, dude look like, think of somebody that looks more like me than DJ, right? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I blacked out for like a minute and 30 seconds there. I'm not gonna lie to you.
You said, huh?
I said I blacked out for like a minute and 30 seconds there texting. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's still on a name thing.
Yeah, no, so no, I don't think I never had nobody call me no wrong.
I told someone my name was something that wasn't everybody's my name. Still, done. They called me what I told them my name was.
Nobody yeah, everybody's done that. Like,
religiously called me something that wasn't my name. What, and I answered to it.
Y'all ever gave that's a girl a fake name?
Yeah, I just told you that.
No, I thought she thought that was your name.
Yeah. Right, I gave her my fake name.
Oh, yeah, that's different. That's different. To your cousin. She is. To my cousin fucked it up. Yeah, she still called you what you told her your name was.
Yeah.
I thought was just calling you something that she thought your
name was. Like, she thought she knew you or somebody else was. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, no. Yeah, all right. This nigga advanced the conversation.
My fault. I thought that was a topic.
We here now. All right, look. I don't know what's going on. I'm going to end this one, and I'm going to do another one. Because I had actual topics to ask you. I wanted to mess with Billy a little bit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You better come on. My phone going to go off until me. It's my bedtime.
What y'all got to say to
me? And I'm so glad I got that on you. Yes, it's on camera so everybody can know I got to sleep real early.
You funny as fuck. Pig. Eat, drink, and love, people. What's today's date?
The 3rd.
Yeah, the 3rd. That's the 4th. Happy New Year. Class is next week.
Happy New Year.
Come tap in with me.
Say
on the 10th. Classes on the East Cleveland Library on the 10th next week at 4 o'clock.
Cooking class?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Yep.
I need to learn how to cook. For my neck.
Bro, you got anything to say to people before we get up out of here?
Shit. Stay positive.
Always. Yeah, but if the motherfuckers force you to go bad, fuck some shit up.